Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dr. Cottrell, your host of Women in Business Radio. Welcome to another episode of my International Women's Day event entitled The Mental Health and Physical Health Wellness of Women Entrepreneurs and Women in General. To celebrate International Women's Day and to celebrate the accomplishments of women, or members particularly of my Women in Business group, I've decided to host this radio broadcast. It's a week-long radio broadcast, and those of you who have been with me for the days gone by, you know that I am focusing on the mental health and physical health wellness of women. I'm also looking, and this is also in support of women globally, women who have chosen to be entrepreneurs and is forging a livelihood through it, supporting their families, themselves, and their communities. So I hope that through this broadcast, through this marathon radio broadcast, women listening in will gain an understanding of what is their mental and physical health wellness and how to, you know, work to prevent becoming ill. As women and as women entrepreneurs, we wear many hats. Many of us are wives, mothers, caregivers to our parents. We also support other elders in our family. We support our friends and families. We are actively involved also in our communities. And in addition, we are entrepreneurs. And as entrepreneurs, we also have several roles within our businesses that we do. And as a result, we could become burnout, and many of us do, because what we do is leave our mental health and physical health wellness at the bottom of our to-do list. And so I'm hoping that this broadcast will enlighten you, it will be informative and educational. It's also done to empower. And so for many of you, I have done several over the course of the week. I ask you to join me in archive to listen to them, so that you will be able to learn or understand a little more about your mental health and physical health wellness. One of the objectives for doing this program is to break the taboo that looks at, that, you know, tells us that we should be ashamed to talk about mental health and wellness. And in many cultures, we see that. In many cultures, being mentally ill or mentally, physically, you know, not physically strong, it's a shame. And many of us tend to suffer in silence as a result of that. We cannot speak about it. If we do speak about it, we are seen as being mad or crazy. And so many of us stay silent, stay quiet. We don't even seek medical attention. And we suffer in silence. So my objective by, you know, in doing this program is to start a dialogue on women's health, mental health, and physical health wellness. To start a dialogue, to feel free to talk about how we feel, to access the help that we need in order to feel better. And overall, it's intended to facilitate an awareness overall. Well, I want to say thanks for those who are listening. And I have a guest today who, Brianna Cavanaugh, and I haven't seen her as yet. And so I just want to, you know, to say a few words, and hopefully she will join us. And again, I want to say that there are a lot of things that as women in business we can do. there are a lot of things we can, that, you know, help us to circumvent being sick. There are a lot of preventative measures that we can take. And some of those are, I would say, how we sleep. You know, sleeping is important. Having a good night rest is important. Getting involved in physical activities. Eating properly. Having, you know, social connection. Having people that you can talk to. Taking a walk. There are lots of things that we can do. In my own personal life, you know, for me, what I find helps me is I need a rest. Each day I take a nap. And it's important that at least I take an hour nap. And it has helped me throughout the years. I've always taken an hour nap ever since I know myself. And ever since I can recall, and my mom always say that, since I was a little girl, I've always taken a nap. And so for me, a nap is very important. I also believe in the morning when I wake up to say my prayers and to acknowledge God and thank Him for giving me another day and for giving me the health that I have. And that works for me also. I also find that taking a walk, I believe in exercise, not rigid exercise, but I believe in a walk. And I believe walking for me, you know, puts me in connection with my universe, you know. My foot is in on the ground and my head is, you know, to the sky. And walking for me also, particularly I love to walk in my community. And when I do that, I am able to meet people in my community. For example, if I take a morning walk. So I meet people in my community and, you know, saying hi, saying good morning, talking, building that social connectedness is so wonderful. You meet the young ones and you meet the older folks. And it's nice, I think, to commune with the people within your community. And so for me, walking in the morning is wonderful. I also take other exercises. I do water aerobics. I do step aerobics. I do Pilates. I love stretching. And those different type of exercise modalities have helped me throughout the years. And I do feel good. I am able to find a balance with those things. I love yoga also, and I engage in yoga. And that also helps me to center me. Recently I started journaling. It was something that I've always, you know, seen and heard people do. I've read about it. But in the past 3 years, I've started journaling. And for me, it's a great place to be. And I do love to journal. And so what I find about journaling is that once you have your pen in your hand and your book, your notebook, and your writing, your attention is diverted to that. It is, you know, it's pivoted on that. And it takes you away from any negativity around you or anything. It keeps you focused. It centers you. And going back into your journal and reading, you know, what you have written also helps to make you reflect on where you were, you know, particularly one day, to where you are another day. And it's wonderful to see that transition and to see that transformation, too, in who you are. And so I would recommend journaling very highly. To anyone, you know, trying to find balance and trying to be centered. And so journaling, I think, is really, really good. I also find personally for me, you know, building relationship, maintaining relationship, having social connection, visiting your friends. You know, I love meeting with my friends, you know, meeting for a cup of coffee, meeting for a cup of tea, because I'm a tea drinker. And, you know, catching up on old times, you know, for me, that helps me. That I like that type of communion. I like how that feels. And if we are lucky and we have friends that we grew up with and, you know, who have grown with us, I think for us, that type of socialization is powerful to who we are and to help us to find that balance that we need. Because life is not only about the work that we do. It's about the connection. It's what we do for ourselves. It's what we do to caress our own emotions and our own needs. What we do to feel good. And we cannot just focus on our businesses. We cannot just focus on the people that rely on us for care alone. Yes, in order to function effectively with them, to do what we need to do for them, we have to be healthy. We have to be mentally, physically, and spiritually healthy. If we are not, we will not be able to carry out our various responsibilities. And so, taking time out to also from your busy schedule, just pausing for a while. Admire nature. You know, I always say, you know, for me, just looking out of my office window and looking at nature calms me. It puts me back into perspective, realizing what life is all about. And for me, right now, it's winter, I'm looking through my window and I see the snow at the bed of the little wooded area that is outside of my window. And I see the transition and I realize, you know, it helps me to reflect and realize that life is in transition also, just as we are. We are going to winter, and then from winter we'll go to spring. And that whole transformation when we move from winter to spring is so beautiful. And so for me, just getting in touch with that and being able to reflect and think about that and see the beauty of life also helps me to find a balance, to put myself in the mental and spiritual position that helps me to find a balance. So there are lots of things that we can do to help us to find a balance, to find the mental, physical, and spiritual wellness that we need in order to survive, to live. And many of us tend to forget that those things are important. But they are very important to our well-being. So I'm hoping that my broadcast with you, my week-long radio broadcast, will provide you with the information that you need, give you an opportunity to think about your own wellness. So think about the things that you do in order to find balance. And according to Michelle Obama, she said women in particular need to keep an eye on their physical and mental health. Because if we are scurrying to and from appointments and errands, we don't have a lot of time to take care of ourselves. And she said we need to do a better job of putting ourselves higher on our own to-do list. So ladies out there, I think it's important that we don't feel guilty. We have to put ourselves at the top of our to-do list. You know, we have to protect ourselves. We have to stay healthy in order to be effective in the many roles and responsibilities that we have. I decided to do the Women in Business Summit, looking at mental health and physical health wellness, for this International Women's Day celebration, particularly because I have done some research and I've been doing some research since last year, looking at some of the challenges that women entrepreneurs experience. And I have had two radio broadcasts that looked at it, and I had one woman, a guest, coming on, and she spoke about mental health and physical health wellness, looking particularly at the Caribbean businesswoman. And we look at some of the factors that are responsible for our mental health and physical health wellness. Factors particularly that gets us sick, factors that keeps us silent. And I also looked at another guest came on, and we looked at how do we respond to, you know, a woman who had cancer, and how to be a cancer victim and going through her treatment and at the same time supporting her business, and the importance of in our lives. And so support is very important to us. We need to have support in our lives. We need to have people who are there for us, people who we have close to us. We do need them to be a pillar of support, because we cannot do it alone. No one can do it alone. No one is an island. And so you need to have people in your support, in your corner. You need to have not toxic people, but you need to have people who will provide you with the motivation and the support that you need in order for you to be able to function successfully. And yesterday in my interview, one of the negativity is, you know, the effect on, you know, it's called the psychic effect that negative people tend to have on you. And having people who will be toxic, you don't need people like those into your spaces. So it's important that you have people who will provide the positive type of energies that you need in order for you to be healthy, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And and going back again to the episode that I had on my radio show that looked at dealing with sickness and how do you respond to that and the importance of having a contingency plan. In my research, you know, doing that topic, I saw that a lot of women do not have a contingency plan, you know, in case they become sick. I've spoken to a lot of my clients regarding that, and many of them will say, do you have a contingency plan should you become sick? And many will say, you know, I knock on wood and I just hope I don't get sick. And they don't want to go further in discussing the topic. And so I found that many women tend to put their head in the sand and do not want to talk about the topic. And yet, from a lot of women that I know and I have met who have become sick, did not have a contingency plan in place. And as a result, their businesses failed. Because when you are sick, you're not able to manage your business. You did not have anybody to take over your business because you did all the roles within your business. You did it yourself. You did not delegate. You did not trust anyone to take over your business. So now that you are sick and you are also experiencing financial difficulties, you don't have the support to continue your business, what happens? Our business tend to suffer. And so I felt it was important to look at, to do a summit for this International Women's Day that looks at mental health and physical health wellness. And so here it is. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you go back in the archive and you listen to the past interviews that I have had, and I hope you overall become enlightened by what has been said, enlightened by the knowledge that you will receive through these various interviews and just become, you know, empowered by just having the knowledge. And feel empowered that, you know, you can speak about your mental health and physical health wellness. And there is no shame attached to that. And it's only in shame that we won't be able to grow. So we have to get rid of the limiting beliefs that we have taken from our socialization. We have to get rid of those in order to forge a healthy life and a successful life. Because only if we are healthy, both mentally and physically, will we be able to grow and to develop. Ladies out there listening, I ask you if you want to call into the show. I think this is a great opportunity. For whatever reason, my guest has not called in, and maybe I'll do the show this afternoon after contacting her. But I did not want to end the show. I felt I should sit and talk with you. And so if you can call in right now, I still have a couple minutes, around 8 minutes, and the number to call in is 310-982-4237. You can call in and give me, you know, share an idea, ask a question. And so looking forward to your for your telephone call. Just call in. And so I'll take a little break, about 2 minutes, and I'll get back to the radio programming, and I hope you call in, and it'll be nice to talk to you. I know many people listening in live, and I appreciate that very much. And but I hope that I wish today that I get a little more interaction, you know. And so call in. I'm a woman too. I'm Dr. Cheryl Cuttle. I'm a woman from Trinidad and Tobago. I live in Canada, and I'm an educator. I'm a businesswoman, and I'm also a mom. I'm a grandmom. And I also have several roles that I play. And my mental and physical health and spiritual health is very important to me. And I believe as a woman, it's very important to every woman. And so I hope what I've shared here today, this morning with you, will be, you know, educational and informative. I want to say thanks again for joining me on Women in Business Radio, and for this segment of Women in Business Summit, Mental Health and Physical Health and Well-Being of Women. Thanks for joining me, and for those of you who are joining me for the first time, I recommend that you look at the other episodes that we have done throughout this week, and Listen to them. And thanks for joining me again, and have a great day.